Less than 48 hours after trick-or-treating, the sugar buzz should be mostly worn off, but there's still Halloween thrills to be had in the form of launching pumpkins through the air. On a wet Saturday afternoon, Ricky Ramos positions the launch arm of a tall wooden catapult-like device.
I guess it's a modern trebuchet.
That is, the medieval siege weapon used to break down castle walls with flying rocks, or in this case, it's tossing rotten pumpkins in a skate park. 9-year-old Kylie Twito explains the basics.
They're shooting off pumpkins. They put it in a bag and they shoot it off.
With an old jack-o'-lantern in a canvas bag, Ramos begins preparing for launch by cranking down on a hand winch. After a short countdown from the gathered crowd, Ramos pulls the firing pin and drops the massive counterweight. The 15-foot arm swings an arc and launches the gourd a good 30 yards before it explodes on the concrete with a satisfying splat. Ramos downloaded instructions online and built the trebuchet last year. He says it's ultimately a simple device.
See, the arm, it helps it go farther, but the counterweight's to move the arm faster. And we got about 316 pounds in there.
The physics of the device and the best throw are an approximation for these purposes. The choice of pumpkin, however, is a big part of how it performs.
For show, they're the smaller ones. They go a lot farther. And last year, we ended up using watermelons, and they ended up going the whole skate park, hitting the fence.
You can see pictures from the pumpkin chuck at kyuk.org. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.